Tuesday night, a parking lot just south of the University of Arkansas was quiet, except for the occasional train passing by just a few hundred feet away. This parking lot is situated between a few warehouses on Center Street, and inside one of those warehouses, now called the B Unlimited Theater, a half dozen people are engaged in a rehearsal of a brand new play titled The Chamber.
Yeah, look, it might set me back a little on our arrangement.
How do you mean?
The payments. I may have to skip a couple. I'll pay everything back.
Don't worry about it.
Just give me a little time. I have some other job prospects I'm looking into. Plus I have some design ideas I've been working on, and I think I might have some pretty good leads. So.
That's great. Really. Don't worry about it right now.
The production takes place in real time as two friends find out how much their relationship can really take before it's broken forever. The script is by William Grayson and is directed by Gabe Templin. It's a production of Step One Theater, a relatively new company dedicated to new and challenging works. Templin and Grayson are artistic co-directors of the venture. Gabe Templin says The Chamber represents the second and a half production from Step One Theater. You have a second and a half.
Second and a quarter, three quarters, I'd say. Will and I, towards the end of the summer, we had some friends that were getting ready to move away, and we decided we wanted to do a show with our friends before they left. And one moved to L.A., another one's getting ready to move to L.A., so we tried to get a production together quickly to do that. And so in doing that, that kind of was the forming of our company.
Gabe and Will, both recently graduated from the University of Arkansas with their Masters of Fine Arts degrees, donated a portion of the profits from that first show to a charity. They've continued that part of their mission, donating money from their last play and from this weekend stagings to Seven Hills Homeless Shelter in Fayetteville. The last production allowed Step One Theater to give the shelter $300. The company's name, Step One, refers to the initial process to forming a theater company, as in, Step One, you put on a play. The theater space lends great atmosphere to that spirit of do-it-yourself theater. It's a warehouse adjacent to B Unlimited, a graphic design and screen printing business. There are load-bearing poles in the middle of the room, exposed outlets and fixtures.
We got lucky, and that's all there is to it. We talked with Bob Ford and Martin Miller at Theater Squared, and kind of they've helped us out a lot. But they suggested we talk to Ben Clark here, who owns B Unlimited. And when we came in here, man, they were, you can kind of see on the ground these little lighter strips of stuff. There were shelves here, and there was just so much, just storage. It was just storage. It was packed in here. And he told us if we'd clean it out, he'd let us use the space. So we cleaned it out, and he let us paint the walls. And even behind these walls, he still uses it for storage for his t-shirts and stuff, but we managed to block it off with masking and stuff, and voila, here's the theater.
That theater has 52 folding chairs, donated to Step One by Gabe's parents, and the seating means The Chamber will be presented in the round. Gabe says that works great for him as a producer, challenging for him as a director.
We really tried to work on diagonals and stuff like that, and those moments that you are face-to-face, we try not to stay there too long so that people are at least able to see somebody's face at all times, or if not, not for long.
I'm going to do it. I'm finally going to do it. I made that girl wait long enough.
The Chamber opens when Mike tells his longtime friend Sal that he's planning to propose that night.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You aren't rushing into this?
It's been 2 years, bro.
Well, why tonight?
Why not tonight? Look, I invited her over as soon as she gets off work. Wine, candles, I even got her favorite cheese.
You got a camembert.
Yes, sir.
Well, I didn't think it was working out, you told me.
That was before.
Before what?
Before I knew. But now I do. I totally know, and it's time.
What do you know?
Know that she's pregnant.
Playwright Will Grayson says the script will take Sal and Mike all around the stage during the 75-minute play, and take those characters through a volatile, physically draining night.
What can a friendship survive through, and really what can any relationship sort of get through, especially a catastrophic event that these two men have sort of experienced recently. And before the end of the night, the relationship is really put to the test.
Two longtime friends clashing over their passions. It's a script written by one friend, directed by another, and both of them are invested in a startup theater group. Did Will and Gabe have to work to make sure their real friendship was not strained by their work on this play?
It was never really that big of a concern for me. I trust Gabe. I've seen some of his directing work. We went to school together, so some of his work there. I know he's got a strong work ethic and a good mind. And I trusted him to do the right thing by the script. I knew he would. And it's not as though I had wrote the script and then just thrust it on him, like, hey, go do this. We had been talking about it for months and months. He was key to helping me develop some of the story for the script. So he was right there from the beginning on putting it together.
The world premiere of The Chamber, written by Will Grayson and directed by Gabe Templin, is tonight at 8 o'clock at the Be Unlimited Theater on Center Street in Fayetteville. Additional shows are tomorrow night at 8 and Saturday at 2 in the afternoon and again Saturday night at 8. You can learn more at Step One Theater's Facebook page or at step1theater.org. That's step, the number one, theater.org. Tickets are $10 at the door for each performance. And music for the play, by the way, is original and written by Orlando Segura, a former roommate of Will Grayson. This is Ozarks at Large.